You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to Tuesday, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE. And today is another special day in our family. There's lots of special days in the month of May. We had a special day back in April, another one the first week of May, another one the second week of May, another one this week. Then we have we had Easter before that other special day. We had Mother's Day. We have Memorial Day. Then we got another special day. Then we got Father's Day, a church anniversary. This is getting to be one of those seasons where there's a lot of cake and eating involved and all of that sort of stuff. And so happy birthday to that very special individual who is celebrating today. We hope you have a great day. We also want to say thank you to the folks of Coastal Image Landscapes for all they do for Brevard County. I've got a guy who cuts my hair. He's cut my hair for decades now. And, you know, his saying is, I'm doing my part to keep Brevard beautiful, not keeping me beautiful. He did his part keeping other people beautiful. I'm just trying to keep everything covered at this point in time that's supposed to have keep sandbars off of the top of my head and stuff like that. So he tells me I'm not in any danger, so we're in good shape there. But Coastal Image Landscapes, they do their part to keep Brevard beautiful, not as far as haircuts go, but as far as lawns and landscaping, with all of their skills and their hard work and their wisdom that they have, their tools, and their love for God. I pray that you'll give them a call, 321-208-2281. Have them come take a look at your project, no matter what you've got on the schedule. They may have some ideas that could make that even better. So 321-208-2281. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. They have a lawn care division. They have a landscape division. I normally have interacted with the landscape division, but I believe Dave is the person's name that answers at 208-2281. When you call, tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So back to Psalm 33 we go. Yesterday we were talking about, let all the earth fear the Lord. This is in verse number 8. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Verse 9, for he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stand forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he is chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men from the place of his dwelling. He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. Yesterday we were on verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. The reason is given in verse 9. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Let me say that again. He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Have you ever had something that when you found out it was a problem, you wanted the problem solved yesterday? There was no hesitancy. There was no delay. with men, things can take a long time to get accomplished, but as soon as God speaks, it's accomplished. Angels do not have a debate with God about whether or not they're going to fulfill the message that God has just assigned them to deliver. He speaks, they do it, and they get back to the presence of the Lord as soon as mission is accomplished. It says here, he commanded and it stood fast. So you and I, we should be very good stewards of the community, the atmosphere, the environment that God has entrusted to us that is here for our well-being. Shouldn't be in question. We should take care of things that God has entrusted to us. And also, we shouldn't live in fear of its frailty. Because it is not here because of us. It's here because of the command and the utterance of God. It is here because of the moving of his Spirit. It's here because of the words that came out of his mouth, the heavens and the earth, and the fact that man is a living being. All of those things are accomplished because the Spirit of God moved. And I will tell you that if God were to withdraw that word, if he was to say, I think I am going to retract the breath that I breathed into man and man became a living being. If God were to retract that, there is no invention, there is no environmental resource that will be able to replace that spirit, nor will it be able to sustain the life of mankind. God is the ultimate source and the ultimate resource. On the same thing, if he said, I'm going to recall my word that there be light, then there would cease to be light, and that would be catastrophic for mankind. I posit those two things for you to think about, because man is spending so much emphasis. I mean, it's almost like the Tower of Babel, where God had commissioned man to fill the earth and multiply. That was man's assignment. He was to go forth for the glory of the name of the Lord. And instead, they found a place in the plain of Shinar. They built the Tower of Babel, and they said, we're not going to use the techniques God has used. We're going to use techniques of our own device, of our own making. We all speak the same language. We all speak of one mind, and we are going to build a tower that reaches up into heavens. We're going to make a name for ourselves. That was the way that the tower was built. It was built with inferior materials. It was built because there was unity of mind and unity of language. But it was also built because they were looking to make a name for themselves instead of glorifying the name of the Lord. And God said, if they set out with one language and one mind, nothing will be impossible for them. It's a great message to the church that if we are of one mind, of one accord, if we are operating in unity with the Spirit, God is going to command the blessing where brethren dwell together, and you and I will receive the commanded blessing of everlasting life, Psalm 133. But man has a bad habit of trying to create an alternative or a counterfeit to God's resource, because ultimately with our sin nature, we want to rebel against God instead of obeying what God has instructed us to do. We want to deny and disavow God. We don't want him to receive any of the glory. We want him to receive all of the condemnation. And we think that we are going to come up with an alternative resource, and it's never going to work. The reason that we are supposed to be in awe of him is because all he did was speak. All he did was breathe, and bam, there everything was. You know, a friend of mine said, pastors are oftentimes guilty of making the most exciting book in the world boring. He said, a lot of people say, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, when I read that, I see, and God said, let there be light, and bam, there it was. When God speaks into your life, it is a powerful event. It is pregnant with possibilities. If I could put it in those terms, it is just unlimited possibilities of what God can do with the command. And so I pray that this week that you will elevate yourself in the area of being in awe of God because of the things that he has spoken into existence that make your life possible. So may your awe of God be raised to new heights this week. Verse number 10 says, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. When I read this, I think of Ahithophel advising Absalom in his rebellion against David. And the spies come to David and say, Ahithophel has allied himself with David. Now, I believe there was a reason for that. I'm not going to share it on the program today. I believe that there was a reason why Ahithophel, who had been a trusted advisor of David, allied himself with Absalom instead of David. And they come to David and said, Ahithophel's there with Absalom. And David prays this prayer: God, frustrate the plans of Ahithophel. Make them come to nothing. Because Ahithophel was one of the wisest counselors that David had. And so he prayed, God, confuse the situation, make his plans come to nothing. Well, you know what? That is in God's wheelhouse as far as his activities. Verse number 10, Psalm 33, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. In Ahithophel's case, he said, gather troops and go after him tonight before he even knows what hits him. We will find him, we will track him down, and we will remove him from the scene. And there was another counselor that was there, and they said, this is what Ahithophel has advised. What do you advise in this situation? And he said, look, I understand Ahithophel's a great counselor, but this time the counsel he's given isn't good. Because David is a survivor. He's a scrapper. He knows how to survive in the wilderness. You know, even now he's hidden in a cave someplace. He's found a place of safety, and he's just waiting for people who would come after him, and he will surprise them, attack them, and then all your troops will hear about the losses, and then they will abandon their hope, their courage, and they'll no longer be in pursuit of him, and then you will be sitting on the throne of a demoralized nation. We advise rally all of the troops. As soon as you've gathered all the troops, go out and meet him in battle, and you'll be victorious. And Absalom said, I like his advice better than Ahithophel's. Ahithophel at that point in time knew that all hope was lost. He went home and he put his house in order, and he hanged himself. Committed suicide. Don't do that. No matter how bad the situation is, I'm sure that you've made your fair share of bad decisions. I've made my fair share of bad decisions. But you know what? God is the one who gave me life. God is the one who knows when my last breath will be. And in between then, I'm not to take the control away from him. I'm to honor him. I'm supposed to learn from my mistakes. And Ahithophel just didn't want to face the music. And so he did what he shouldn't have done. And today, if you find yourself in a situation you think is hopeless, and if you've been entertaining suicidal thoughts, I want to encourage you, don't do that. If you need help, there's a suicide hotlines that you can call. If you need help and you can't get a hold of anybody else, call Merit Assembly of God, and we will see if we can't get you the help that you need, because you still have purpose. No matter how bad or intense the problem seems to be, it's not as big as God. And God can get you through this situation. It says here that God does this to the council of the nations. I told our congregation, I used to teach church history. I taught church history at teen missions. I taught history and polity in the district school of ministry, and one of the things that I share, I like history. I was pretty good at math. I was pretty good at history, but God called me into the ministry, so that's where I ended up. But there is a quote that is attributed to Mary, Queen of Scots, and she said, "I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe." And so I challenge our congregation to be people of prayer of such intensity, such righteousness, and such effectiveness, such fervency, that the plans of nations are deemed ineffective compared to the prayers of God's people. I pray that the saints of God will see the condition of the society in which we live, and it will not just be something that we complain about, but it will be something that we make as a matter of prayer, and we will say, "God, change the council of nations, change the plans of the peoples, because we want the counsel of the Lord to stand forever." That's in verse number 11. "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations." I do believe that you should have a plan for your life. I believe that that plan should be to fulfill the God-given purpose for your life. That is what I truly believe. But I think that you should have a financial plan. I think that you should have a health plan. I think that you should have plans in place to help your kids and help your grandkids. I think you should have a plan in place to make your marriage a living testimony of the grace and the power of the Lord. I think you ought to have a business plan. But I will tell you that man's plans change. I tell people this. I've been told that if I do not set the agenda for my day, that other people will set the agenda for me. And my response is, I get up every day with an agenda. And occasionally, I even get to see my plans implemented for that day. In other words, in the ministry, problems come up. People have needs, things that I don't expect to arise end up arising. And so my plans, I have to hold very loosely because of the fluidity of the challenges that come, because I don't know what today may hold or what tomorrow may hold, but I know the one who holds the day. And so my plans are always held in submission to the counsel of the Lord and the plan that he has for that day. Because his plans stand forever. His counsel stands forever. Why do people want to set aside the counsel of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord, the word of the Lord, and want to embrace something new that is coming down from some theoretical institute someplace? They don't know if it'll work. It hasn't been tried. It hasn't been tested. It hasn't stood the test of time. But they think that it is new and improved over the counsel of the Lord. I will tell you, if those two things come into conflict, the counsel of the Lord is going to be standing at the end of the day. So, I've told you about the way that I learned about the three spiritual voices. One is that there's God's spirit, and we always want to pay attention to what God has to say. We want to do what God has to say. There are demonic influences, deceiving spirits. You don't ever want to believe them, and you never want to do what they say, because they're always going to lead you astray. And then there's that voice in the middle, and that is prophets who speak out of their own spirit. That's the way that the Bible describes it. They prophesy out of, in other words, the things that they say are, thus saith the Lord, really aren't from the Lord, but they are emanating from the spirit realm, but it is their spirit. It is them saying what they want to hear and then acting upon that. The way that I came to learn about that was, I convinced myself one time, not in a relational matter, not in a spiritual matter, I convinced myself that this agenda, this counsel, this plan that I had in place, that it was God's plan. It looked like it. I mean, it sounded to me like it was deemed for complete and total success. And when it was a catastrophe, I was left evaluating what went wrong, what happened. And that's when God showed me in his word that the plan that I had put in place that I thought was a plan from God was actually violating the counsel of God from the Word of God. And so it was doomed from the start because it didn't line up with the Word of God. You say, well, why didn't you know that? You were a pastor. Well, I don't know everything. I've read the Bible, so I've been exposed to it, but not everything had triggered. And in this particular case, it was a financial plan, and the financial plan wasn't rooted in God's Word. Now, if you had asked me, were your finances rooted in obedience to God with giving? Absolutely. Does that mean that I was completely off base with God? No, it just means that there was a portion of my life, a portion of my plan, it didn't line up with God's plan, and so I experienced the failure of what a plan that doesn't line up with God's Word looks like. What does verse 12 say? It says this, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his inheritance." And the truth of the matter is that God wants you and I to be blessed. He truly wants us to walk in the blessing and the favor of God. He wants us to be holy. He wants to walk in covenant. He wants us to walk in blessing. And all of that stems from a foundational relationship that we have where God is the Lord. In other words, his plan, his authority supersedes all else. You know, we have a song here in America that says, "God bless America." What we need is America to bless God. When we as a country, when we as a people group, when we as a nation will honor God with our planning and come into alignment with his plans and purposes, we will see that God is the one who is the source of our blessings. Our sources of blessing are not natural resources, they're supernatural resources, and we are getting farther and farther away from that. And when we do, we'll see greater and greater strain. Listen, it says, verse 12 concludes, "The people he has chosen as his inheritance." No matter how many times you failed today, please understand, God has already expressed his counsel, his opinion, his vote, and he voted for you. Jesus went to the cross for me. He went to the cross for you. And I pray today that you will say, "God, I am so glad to be part of your inheritance because of your choice." We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Excitingly different story.
Yeah.